Rosie and the Homeless Guy, Part 5. Then you tell me it's safe to show my face again, and the camera is put down. I feel like the sexiest woman alive. And you climb over me, and I'm so wet, and you are so hard. Still open, you're between my legs, and you whisper, "You're beautiful." And I feel your cock slide into me. I gasp as you stretch me. You're the hardest I've ever felt you, and you're panting at what you've done to me. I lift my hips and you go deeper. Oh, fuck! You give me deep, long thrusts and you hold back nothing. I'm unable to think or reason. This is so sexual, it's like a primitive man claiming his woman. I'm full of you and full in my body and my heart, and I've never felt sexier. Oh, take everything. Take my ass too. You pause and grunt, biting my shoulder, and you withdraw from my wet cunt and press your cock head on my ass. Yes, oh yes. My stomach flips. I've never asked you for this. I wasn't sure if you would want me like this, if you'd want me to be yours like that. But tonight, you see, I'd let you have anything. I wanted it, but I've never asked for it before. I moan as you take me, gripping your hands deep in my hips, your cock takes my other place. I'm struck by a cry of wanton desire, and the moment of pure lust subsides to a fucking wonderful intimacy. You grunt, and I'm loudly enjoying you, the echoes of our serenade. They must be heard for miles. I bite the blanket to stifle myself, but I'm already in there, almost at a climax. The pain, but the pleasure. Our first time like this. You're so hard and I'm so tight around you. So tight, it's incredible. It's the most amazing, sharp, but the feeling. Oh, God. I buck and arch my back. Cum is flowing from my cunt. Your hands leave my hips and you feel me so wet. You push your fingers inside me. Feel the contractions, the fluttering waves of a long-lasting, incredible high. Your cock inside there. Oh! You pull out after a minute and turn me over. My wrists twist as I lay on my back and I see you. Need to see your face. My arms are still tethered. I'm stretched and I look at you. Tears on my red painted face. You kneel between my legs and pump the most delicious amount of cum all over me. Marking me as yours. The hot splashes land all over my body, my tits, my neck and face. I'm open mouthed, trying to catch a taste. I watch you shudder. It's your cry, your loud aching shout that makes me buck again. Well, you've just done something. Something magical, something. You recover, sitting back on your haunches, and you lean and release my hands, and you're panting, and then you show me the camera. You You show me the stills of my slim figure looking sexy, painted, acclaimed. And then I see it's a... Oh, fuck, it's a video. Your body plunging into mine. The shock. But it's a shock of arousal. Your finger hovers over the delete button. I look up. I release my hand from the last bit of binding and move your hand away. I'm blushing, but I want this. And I want you to see I do. Your nightmares have calmed in the last few weeks, but sometimes at night you call out. I knew when you called out that was something you wanted so much. Our relationship has blossomed into something very special after that night in the woods. You told me the trust I put in your hands as you led me blindly into the woods was an immense step for us. There was a passion and trust before, but the level necessary for that night was beyond anything I'd ever experienced or you had. That night you'd filled a desire for me that I never thought would come true. A fantasy, a sensuous flood, my body anointed with paint, tribal, and unexpected for you. And the animal in both of us was free that night when you took my ass for the first time. You knew there was fear there. You looked deep in my eyes, but I let you have me the way you wanted me. I felt like a queen. You made me feel that way, and you made me feel the most sexy I've ever felt. The act itself was just trust. We both knew that. I let you take me in that natural way. There was no reason for that act, like normal sex. No chance of procreation. It was an act of lust and want, and I wanted you to have it. Your cock in my most private depths. God, I wanted you over and over. I wanted you in a way that was straddling the border of pain and ecstasy. Some would say the pain was joy. The streaks of paint mixed with your cum and my face streaked with my tears did not stop you from giving me the most passionate kiss. I wondered if you'd ever tasted your own taste before. I was surprised to tell you that, God, I wanted to hear you suck your own fingers. The thrill of hearing your lips smacking as you touched your fingers to your cock and your cum. And you did it. You fucking did it. You looked so surprised when I stayed your hand from deleting the video. We put down the device and you laid with me, pulling me to my side and to your chest for the rest of that night under the stars. You came twice more, then again later. I asked you, told you, and you did it for me. And again, 6 fucking times. Oh. That night under the stars. I couldn't stop thinking about it. The weather changed and got colder. No more outdoor sex when it's this bitter cold. The wind. December. I woke up and you'd kiss my neck before slipping out of bed before me. You get up as soon as you wake most mornings. I know you still wake with some troubled dreams, but not the vivid nightmares that made you scream. But you need to get out in the fresh air and get working and moving and busy to cope. And I love how you always want to be the first downstairs to stoke up the fire and put on the kettle for my tea. I love the way you bring me a cup when we're still so sleepy. Well, I'm still sleepy. I try to get up with you some days, but your discipline must come from army days. Certain days, certain times of my monthly cycle, I just don't want to get out of bed. Today's one of those days. Oh, my breasts feel heavy and tender and the nipples are kind of sore. I'm glad of my body's little reminders. You and I have never discussed pregnancy and things. So for the next few days I'll ask you not to come inside me if we want to make love. I know we'll want to have our shared time and our love though. I can't keep my hands off you. When I see your eyes have that look in them, and when I hear your voice, when it softens, and you speak with a mischievous giggle, you get a smile on your lips. Sometimes, just before we go to bed, I feel your hand slip into my hand. Last night, we just had the most wonderful kisses for each other, both tired from the long day outside in the cold. We cuddled and snuggled up to get warm. This morning I'm feeling quite sexual after that cozy night, but I look out through the window and the snow, it's all quite thick on the ground. A beautiful glow to the earth outside, it's all coated with white. Sit in my nightie and look at my cleavage in the mirror. I feel the weight and the massage a bit, trying to relieve the tenderness. I feel so full and tense and my nipples are hard. My long hair needs brushing. I had a shower last night and a while before bed, so though it dried by the fire, my hair settled in funny strands and sticking. Oh, it's not going to lay straight. I start to slowly brush it out. I sigh as I smile. And you walk up behind me. Gently you take the brush from my hand and I so enjoy that feeling. I giggle as you brush my hair. I watch you concentrate on me. My scalp gets that lovely soft feeling. It makes me giggle, tingle, the way I feel when you touch me. You put one hand on my head to stop me feeling the pulls, and the brush goes down slowly through my long hair, down my back, slow and controlled. I can see you concentrating and I see you breathing in and sighing too. And you kiss my head between the strokes every so often. I'm sighing. So relaxed, enjoying this wonderful loving and caressing. I find after you've brushed my temples a few more times and gone up around my ears, well, I just can't stop feeling my arousal. You smile at me in the mirror. God, you're so sexy. You place the brush down on the dresser. and begin to give me the most sensuous scalp massage. I can't help. Moaning. I'm covered in the tingling waves over my whole head this time, and some even travel down my spine. Your thumbs rub the place where my spine meets my skull, and I feel this fantastic release of good feelings. Oh, God, that's good. I let my head drop forward as you fingertips circle, and now over my temples and the sides and the top two. Each little kiss you give my head is making me feel like a goddess, and my shoulders droop relaxed but bump into your stomach and groin, and I find I'm breathing slowly but deeply. You've turned me on. You've turned me on so much. My head falls to the right, and your kiss lands under my ear and then my jaw. I love this. Thank you. One hand holds my chin, and I open my eyes to look at you. Kiss me. I'm moaning once more. I put my hand on the buttons that hold my nightie together and undo them. And I let the fabric slip off my right shoulder where you're kissing. My breast is uncovered. And then the nightie falls from my left shoulder too, and the whole thing slides to my waist. I'm topless. And you see my invitation. And my rock-hard nipples. I need your kisses on my body. I'm almost quaking and my loins are full of tingles as I imagine tenderness, the kisses, the way you suckle me. I'm so sensitive today. Your hand on my shoulder, you kneel down and turn me to you. I feel your breath first. And I close my eyes, so relaxed. I need you so much this moment. And I know you get comfort from my body too. You sit leaning between my thighs, and I hold your head and cradle you. Warm you with my body. Your slight gritty stubble brushes and stings me in the sweetest way. Then your kisses turn to my cleavage, the gap between the two weighty mounds, and I hold you there to me. The comfort overwhelms both of us. Your eyes are closed, and your face is cushioned by my big soft breasts. You allow your head to rock and nod as you suck, and then you suckle. I'm wet. I can't stop immersing myself in this moment. Warm together. Your strong arms holding around my waist, encompassed by you and your love. God, this is heavenly. Oh, stay close. Stay there for me. Oh, don't stop. I want you to worship me. You tell me, Rosie, you have no idea. That's what you say. I want you. I fucking want you so badly, you say. I giggle. Darling. Darling. don't stop. Oh, don't fucking stop. It's true, I don't want this to ever stop. I can hardly believe what's happening again, because you have this way of holding me tight. You suck on me. We just both seem lost for the longest time. But I find myself trembling as you are latched to my breast. Your tongue quivers as it pushes my nipple to the roof of your mouth and suck. Oh, it's like you want something from me. It's not perverted, it's not milk, it's not... It's the way you weigh and gently squeeze my boobs with your hands. Your hands have moved from around my waist and you want the comfort, and so do I. It's either you or me, or both of us. There's a whimper. This act of worship of my body. Oh, it rolls over me in waves. I can't help silent tears. I just can't help myself. To think of what we've both been through. That you'd been broken and now you were so far away from that stubborn, angst-ridden, homeless man. And this act brought us a whole new level. I had this need for you. There's nothing perverse or taboo about this. Two grown people willing to admit that the other one is someone they don't want to be without. I gave myself to you and you ask, take me back to bed. Smile. It's still morning and I'm still warm from my sleep. I can't resist the way you let go of me. You completely disarm me as you hold me tight. The way you let out your feelings, and I can let out mine. You completely give me your trust, and I'm so hot for you. So fucking hot for this man who needs me so much. We give each other the trust, not known by so many people. I love you even more for this than I already do. My heart swells up and you look at me, a pussy in my clit, hot. I cup your face and I feel so powerfully sexy. Oh God, man. Oh. Oh, I love you so damn much. I slide down to you, so I'm kneeling there too now. Face to face, your head lowered as you carried on sucking my breasts. We don't need to get up on the bed. Instead, I'm pressed against you as you hold me. And I'm moaning in my need. You're so worked up. I'm sure you're close to an orgasm. Have a grip on your own cock. Not sliding it, just holding it tight. Oh, I've never seen you almost beg me not to make you come. I push off your shirt and you let me help you. Your free hand from each sleeve. Every noise you make as we touch. Begin to make ourselves ready. You lean back on your haunches and I free your body. Your cock is dripping with pre-cum. And I gasp as I see how swollen you are. You're rock hard and you need it. I see your manhood and I feel lost in my need for you. And this sex, we're both craving it again. But I'm compelled to look at you as you begin to show me that it's me that's doing this to you. I want to straddle you, there and then on your knees, and lean you back up the bed and your shoulders just over the flat of the mattress. Oh, fuck, I need this. Oh. I want you to show me how sexy I am. Make yourself come for me. I'm so turned on, I begin to swear. Hardly ever swear, but I need to. I mean, I need you to show me so fucking much. I begin to almost growl at you as I'm watching you. Your wet cock in your hand and your eyes are closed. You hear me and you moan at my noises. You are pleasuring yourself for me at my command. Do it! Fucking do it! Do it. This sex, we're sharing it. Make yourself come for me. Do it. Oh. I'm a voice. And you open your eyes as I growl. Do it. I want to watch you come. I want you to come. Come for me. Come. Come for me. Thick streaks of pre-cum all running down your knuckles. I hear your struggle as you get closer to your fate. Growling and kissing your face. My tits are either side of your clenched fist. You suddenly growl so loudly and cum flies all over your chest and belly and mine too. I'm panting and your face is red and happy and I'm amazed at my power over you. My thighs are over yours now. My sex presses against your stomach. I'm as wet as you and we slide out of control, crashing together. Your cock needs no hand to guide it this time. We both announce, ah, as you enter me. It's rock hard still. Sliding on your cock and I'm up your wet belly and then down your cock slowly. Long breaths. Your moans. You utter incomprehensible things, muttering, begging almost. I'm completely yours. Completely and utterly bewitched by this moment. By your behaviour, by your unbearable arousal. I'm almost completely... Oh. And then you burst out these words. Marry me. I'm still full of thunderous feelings as you uttered those words. You didn't just say what I thought you did. I'm agog. What you just asked and then... you're weak. Weak and then you're so strong and I hold myself in this limbo of delirious excitement. Your hands hold me just slightly above you as you fill me over and over with that cock. A short set of fast thrusts, but these are the most powerful and gut-wrenching, clenching fucks you've ever given me. Your face is like a wild man. See every sinew in your neck bursting and you feel strong enough to push me up to the ceiling. Oh, the way it sears me, brands me, aches in me, your body seeming possessed. All I can do is moan with pleasure, watch as you fill me, supported by your hands under my hips. Your orgasm's like a primal cry as you bang your pelvis. I sway my head involuntarily side to side. My heart's I look at you. I see your panic. It's the same panic on your face that night you kissed me when you felt so lost. I can only open my eyes wider. No sound can come out. I see your doubt that I might not want this too, and I burst into tears. My throat is swollen to a hard ball, a lump in my throat. Not even a sob will come out. Every muscle in me racked by my need to speak, and my heart's exploding, and I shriek, trying to force the sound out. Yes! I love you. Stop. Stop. Oh, I love you. I love you. I can't leave you. I can't leave you. Don't you know? Of course, yes. Yes. I can't live without you. My voice is like a squeak as adrenaline from this scare and this panic and this... all these emotions you transmit to me. You obviously didn't mean to blurt it out there and then. But it's there and now you can't take it back. And I've cried into your neck. I never want to let you go. You are my... you're my lifetime. You're my life. Panting. Feeling you. You turn your head to kiss me so hard. Over and over. Kissing my cheek and my ear and my head. And gradually, so... gradually, we calm down from this biggest outpouring. I don't know if all my tears were of joy or relief or for you or for me or suddenly I know I'm never gonna be on my own ever again. Kiss you softly and we let our legs relax. I bent. I'm still on your lap but more on your chest. The wet heat on our bedroom floor, leaning on the bed, just looking at each other for a few minutes. Unspoken. I feel like I'm a young girl again. With everything, the whole world here in front of me. I didn't expect a marriage proposal. I thought you were struggling to ask for another sort of sexual favour or the words. It shows how romantic you are. You still believe in all that. And it warmed my heart so much. We have a shower and warm and dry and get dressed. And we walk out into the snow and walk up to the big old oak tree where our outside bed had been a few weeks ago. In my pocket I can feel the old garden knife I keep in there. Cutting and trimming. I take it out and begin to flake off a bit of the old bark. I carve out a heart shape and smile at you and blush. I carve out a whole shape of a heart. Take the knife and carve the two letters. I giggle like a silly teenager. What a funny day. What a lovely day. We never did have a ceremony, but we were as married as any couple ever could be. That's right, isn't it, you grumpy old sod? That's right. That's right. I love you. The end.